This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
1720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence.
It is Friday night, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I'm so thrilled to have our friends from Stage 773 joining us. Elliot Serrano riding sidecar. We've got a lot to get to because the White Sox game went a little bit longer than we'd hoped, but at least it had good results. They won, so that's good.
They won.
Yay! We have in studio our friends, as I mentioned, from Nerdfest. It's the producers of Nerdfest. We have John Craig. We have Willie Opper, Matt Peters, and Candace Opper in studio. Am I saying Opper right?
Yes, you are.
So make sure.
I didn't rhymes know. With Whopper.
Oh, that's now I'm it, hungry.
Like a burger.
Like that, I'm hungry.
See, I always think Copper. Opper like opera.
Well, Candace's nickname is Copper, Sea Opper.
Oh, there you go.
And yes. My nickname is Whopper. So if you just think Copper and Whopper, yeah, it works.
I'm excited to announce that Elliot Serrano and I will be performing at Nerdfest on May 11th. What time is our show? I probably should know.
10 o'clock.
10 p.m. show. And we will be playing a live stage version of Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge. Does that make me a nerd to not know music? Or is it more that you're a nerd when you know all the musicians and the year it was done, right, Candace?
If you're a music nerd.
Yeah, if you're a music nerd. I'm a dork for not knowing.
Yeah, if you're just socially awkward, then you're just a dork.
Yeah. I agree with that completely. So Candace, you have compiled a list for this live version.
I have. We're still whittling it down. It's about 50 songs right now.
Okay. I'm going to guess right now that I know maybe 5 of them. I think 10% is my batting average.
Depending on how the evening goes, I mean, my idea was just do like 10 to a dozen songs.
Well, but this way you have a whole rotation. Yeah.
The problem is I'm afraid that heads in the audience are going to explode over time.
Oh, yeah. Of how badly?
They're going to go, seriously? How does she not know that one?
I just want it to be different sections of Purple or November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Just different parts of that.
We can't do that now because you just told her.
Darn it.
I don't know what that sounds like.
Thanks for the spoiler.
I mean, she still won't know if we do it anyway.
That's true. We could play it right now. She wouldn't know.
That is. We have in studio Matt Peters, who is a co-host of the podcast Lex and Matt's Excellent Adventure.
Hey, everybody.
I love your card.
Oh, it's thank really you.
Cute. Are you performing at all in Nerdfest?
Yes. We're actually, Lex and I are going to be the first act. We're opening things up Wednesday. What is it? May 8th.
May 8th, yes.
6:30 p.m. We're going to be doing all kind of stuff. We have a little something we do called Resnaculous as well, where we try interesting snack foods from all over the place. So,
like all over the world?
All over the world,
The great thing about Chicago is there are international stores, and you can go, and you just like I'm dazzled by some of the bright colors and the names. And yeah.
Wait till you taste it. I've tried some of the stuff that he's had in.
Yeah. I mean, just those weird Oreo flavors alone. I mean, they take some risks over at Oreo, and they don't always pan out.
Elliot, you had some photos of Oreos that were some of your most popular photos on Facebook.
Yeah, it's incredible. I post pictures of cookies. They were like, wow, get all these feedback, people looking, wow. I post pictures of me. No.
Well, then you post things like, I think I have an infection on my butt. And what are we supposed to say to that?
Oh, man.
Well, what are we supposed to say to that?
Go back to the cookies?
More like the cookie. Be sweet, not crummy.
That's yet another. I'm learning today that certain statuses that people don't comment on, but they do read them.
Yes.
I mean, I'm like, everyone's like, hey, what did you mean by that? I go, yeah, why did you ask me?
Also performing at Nerdfest, Clown Car to Sicily. Willie, tell us a little bit about the performance and when.
Yes, Clown Car is actually on Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're doing kind of a best of show. We have some things from our show. We did a Harry Potter show in the winter. Right. And we have a couple scenes from that. And then we're doing a lot of weird, nerdy stuff that we usually do.
Excellent.
But yeah, like... I would say it's like a best of the last 2 years,
okay.
Probably. But, you know, musical sketch is what we do.
Yeah, you guys do an excellent job.
2 years worth of sound files, huh?
Yeah. Well, luckily, all of them are on the computer, so all I got to do is pull them back up.
Great.
And, John, you guys got some new sponsors and fun stuff going on this year, don't you?
We do. I don't have the sponsor list in front of me because I did not know that was going to be your question.
I've not been
handling that.
We're
Willie
most excited
has, so.
About Empirical Brewing.
Oh,
yes.
Some samples.
Yes.
They will have beers and flags and coasters, and we may or may not be giving away stuff from them.
Oh, we are.
We got plans.
Yeah, but Empirical Brewery is actually giving us beer for the festival. So we are officially sponsored by Empirical, and their beer will be on sale for the whole festival.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be really, really good. Yeah.
Well, John, what are you excited about for Nerdfest this year? How many years has Nerdfest been going on?
This is, what, seven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Willie, he just held up seven as I'm saying it. Yeah, seven. This is, I don't know how many festivals I've done at this point.
Well, you have some all year long. I mean, you're really working so hard at so many of these fests. Yeah. Nerd Fest, Sketch Fest, Women's Comedy Fest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. Sometimes they tend to blur together.
I don't blame you.
I would say what I'm most excited for, let me look at this list of what I
know there's live. Now, is the karaoke for everybody or is that just for the performers?
Karaoke is actually for everyone except Elliot because I've heard him sing before.
Yeah.
So I will cut his mic if needed.
Yeah, the karaoke is the Saturday night after party and it's closing the festival, so it's for everybody.
Excellent.
And then Friday night, one of our other sponsors who Matt found for us is an amazing person named Kevin Fair.
Yeah, Kevin Fair of I Play Games. He's bringing through all your favorite video games, Smash Brothers, Mortal Kombat, all that good stuff, and we're going to be able to play it at Stage 773.
Fun. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I love that. Now, John, did you find the list in your... I know you... Oh, first well, of all...
I'm,
let's,
looking, at, I'm
let's,
looking at the list of the shows, so like what...
What's
I was
jumping
most
out
excited
you?
For? Like off the top of my head for Wednesday, with the fact that we have three like longer podcast or improvised D&D type shows.
Yeah.
That's good. Though starting off Saturday, You Simply Must. I love those guys.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Simply. Yeah, I actually heard them interviewed not too long ago here at WGN.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really fantastic. Good stuff. Yeah. I did not hear that interview. I got called out on their podcast. So.
Oh, there you go.
I've also got called out on Matt's podcast, but since I see him on a regular basis, that makes a little bit more sense.
Well, we had to continue the trend, and I asked someone to send us an explanation of a Marvel Comics storyline was a Secret War, and John Craig wrote me an essay. So we're going to have to devote a whole episode to that in the near future.
Too many storylines called Secret War or Secret Wars or Secret War 2 or Secret Wars 2 or
Secret Warriors.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
Now,
I don't know.
Now, Candace, you have been working on our tech for Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge. What are we sticking with the same title? I know you asked what we wanted to do, and since I didn't hear from anybody, I was like, you guys just promote however you
want. Well, you just called it the Patty Vasquez Experience with Elliot Serrano. So
is that
we
what
just
it is?
Ran with that.
Oh, there you go. The Patty Vasquez Experience.
We just wanted to make sure that you had your name on it, because you did that one year where you didn't have your name at all,
and no one knew
what that show was.
But they still had me tech it somehow magically.
Rhymes with duck, I think, was the one we did.
Yeah.
So, Candace, you've been compiling a list of songs for me.
I have. It's appallingly long right now. I'm still working on whittling it down.
I don't mind that everything is appalling when it has to do with me. Ro, do you want to play one of the songs? 312-981-7200. Let's get someone on the line. I've got a pair of tickets to give away for the production of Next to Normal at the Writers Theater. Give us a call and see if you think I'll know this song. Go ahead and start playing it, Ro, and I won't say whether or not I know it. So 312-981-7200, do you think I know that song? 312, just tell me. And either way, you win a pair of tickets to see Next to Normal at the Writers Theater in
I think
Glencoe.
Everyone in this room but Patty knows.
How do you know? You don't know. I didn't say whether or not I know that song.
I
didn't move. Do you see how I didn't move? So you wouldn't be able to tell whether or not.
It took me longer than it should have to recognize that song.
But you do know it now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And once you know what it is, if you don't know,
okay,
you'll be kicking yourself for not knowing.
I never kick myself.
Well,
you've seen me. We've been in the bar. I get lucky. Maybe a Whitney Houston song. I'll know. Bee Gees. You guys were almost going to slap me if I didn't know that was a Bee Gees song.
My head almost exploded. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take the slap. I couldn't identify a Bee Gees song.
I think you'll be good if you get the title of the song. I don't necessarily need you to get the artist.
Okay. Candace is like trying to. She's like, here's some training wheels. Do you need both?
What year was this album?
Do you need both training wheels?
My.
All right then. See, that's not fair, Donald. You can't do that. See, you're the one that wants to start a civil war. So here's the thing. How was Endgame, by the way?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's life changing. First of all, no spoilers here, folks. This is a spoiler free zone. It was great. You should see it very soon.
Right.
Carve out 3 hours and, you know, make sure you give it your full attention. It's a wonderful film.
I've got to go to a break, but to our caller that just called in to win a pair of tickets for Writers Theater next to Normal, I did not know the song, so you were correct.
Are you serious?
I did not know the song, but I might not forget. Well, yes, Donald texted it in because he's trying to start a civil war.
But you didn't, but you know where it came, where it was used. It was just used in like the first of the Marvel movies.
More after this on 720 WGN.
This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
We are playing Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge. We'll be playing a live stage version of it at Nerdfest, running May 8th through the 11th at Stage 773. You can go to stage773.com for more information. We have the producers in studio with us, Candace Opper, Matt Peters, Willie Opper, and John Craig in studio. And I believe that Matt is now enjoying the depth of my lack of musical knowledge.
Oh, this is highly entertaining.
Our next guest coming up, Ken Jakubowski, said he doesn't think that appalling is a good enough adjective. 312-981-7200. You can play right now. We've got some tickets to give away to theater. We've got a gift card from Apt Electronics. You'll win either way, because really everyone else wins when I lose. 312-981-7200. Yes, so that song that we played before the news was
I Am Iron Man by Ozzy Osbourne.
So is I Am Iron Man about the comic book, or is it just he's made of iron?
Just the term Iron Man.
Was it Ozzy or was it Black Sabbath?
Sorry, Black Sabbath.
Ooh. That is correct.
It was Black Sabbath before Ozzy went on his own.
But yes, so, but they used it in Iron Man.
Yeah,
the
they did.
Movie. Yeah, we're talking about this.
But the movie wasn't about Black Sabbath. Like, so I know all the songs now from Bohemian Rhapsody because the movie was about Queen. So now I know most of those songs. I couldn't.
I thought you were going to say the movie was about Bohemian Rhapsody.
No.
You know, the song Bohemian Rhapsody was in the movie Wayne's World. That doesn't mean it was about Queen.
But I don't know. I wouldn't have known from Wayne's World that it was by Queen.
But
do you see what I'm saying? Like, Riders on the Storm, because Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison.
Right.
I know that song. See?
But that's why I gave you the training wheels of I'll give it to you if you knew the title.
If I knew the title, yeah. I would not have known it was Black Sabbath. So 312-981-7200 if you want to. What happened to our two callers that said they would call after the news? Give us a call back. 312-981-7200. So we've got Clown Car to Sicily, Lex and Matt's
Excellent Adventure.
Excellent Adventure is also at Stage 773. That's going to be on the 8th on opening night.
Yep, opening show.
And you guys, Clown Car to Sicily, are going to be on Saturday at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is on. It's on Belmont over by there near Belmont and Sheffield. Racine. And what else? What other groups are you looking forward to?
Candace, tell them about your favorite group.
I'm really excited. We've got a group of stand-ups coming in from LA called Cosplay Comedy. They dress as in character and do their stand-up as if they are that character. So Adam West's Batman will be here. Spider-Man. Seabiscuit, Frank from Always Sunny, and someone else.
Do we know which version of Spider-Man?
No.
I want to know if it's the Nicholas Hammond version. That would be awesome.
He always has a cold. That's fair. I'm hoping it's Miguel O'Hara. If we get somebody to come as Oscar Isaac in a Spider-Man 2099 costume, that would be great.
I actually think it might be Batman Noir from
Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah.
Okay.
What should I wear this year? I wore Winter Soldier last year, that was really fun.
And I was dressed as Fat Indy.
Well, actually, the weekend we open is the release of Detective Pikachu.
That's right.
So you could come dressed as a Pokemon.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know less about Pokemon than I do about music.
Come dressed as a Ryan Reynolds character, then.
Oh, okay.
So Green Lantern.
Okay.
Or
Deadpool.
Or Van Wilder.
Or Van Wilder.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah.
I'm going as the pizza place.
Okay, here we go. We're going to play. We're playing Patty's Appalling Lack of Musical Knowledge. Steve, where's Guilford?
Yeah, Galesburg.
Oh, Galesburg, Illinois. I love Galesburg.
You played the Orpheum or Knox, one of them before.
Yeah, I did. I played at that beautiful theater when I was on tour with the Bob and Tom Comedy All-Stars. Were you at the show?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for coming out for that. All right.
This is Hooterville.
I guess. All right, here we go. Ro, let's play a song and let's see if I can. Now, Steve, you have to decide whether or not you think I will know both the song and the artist that we're about to play. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, Steve, what do you think? Am I going to know that song or not?
I sincerely hope you do.
Steve, this is what we go through every time.
If it's any consolation, I recognize the tune, but I could not tell you.
I think it's. I think it. I think it's. I think it's Heart. Is that good?
And the song is.
And the song is
and
called
it's Barracuda.
What's up, right?
All right, so that's one out of the last 500.
I just heard this. My husband was playing because I also, and to be fair, I tend to know a few more female rockers than I do the rest of them.
Noted.
So, all right, you want a gift card from Apt Electronics. Steve, do you want to try another song? Do you want to see it? Ro, play another one. I mean, Steve's already won, regardless, but let's see if we got another one. Even though I didn't. What do you think, Steve? Will I know this song? Steve, do you think I'll know this song?
Yeah.
Are you?
Okay. I don't. Sure.
You don't?
No.
Okay, I think it's Hootie and the Blowfish.
Ooh. Oh, it's close. The right time period.
Red, yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Colder.
Nirvana.
It was not Nirvana.
No.
No.
I was going to say. All right, Steve. It's all right. You and I are off the hook. You've won a gift card from Apt Electronics. Hold on a line, Steve, and Ro will get your information and send that out to you. Apt Electronics, pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. So thank you so much, Steve, for holding on and calling from Galesburg, and we'll send you out a gift card. What was the song?
That was Spin Doctors, Two Princes.
No. Yeah, no. I'm never going to guess Spin Doctors.
Yeah.
It's never.
Well,
no,
it's kind of a one-hit wonder, but that song hit the top charts a long time.
I knew the writing was on the wall for them when the guy showed up on Sesame Street and sang it with Elmo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge, which we'll play live. We'll have prizes there as well to give out. That's going to be on May 11th at Stage 773. Our show is at 10 p.m. Clown Car to Sicily, an adventure in musical nerddom on Saturday as well at 7 p.m. Tad and Matt's.
Lex and Matt's. Excellent adventure.
That's because of the excellent adventure you threw me off. Lex and Matt's excellent adventure on May 8th, opening night. And we hope to see all of you there. Go to Stage 773 for ticket information, showtimes, directions, and all the other performers that will be there. And I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll catch up with you. Save me a stool.
Can do.
Thank you guys so much. Anything else I'm leaving? I don't want to forget anything that you guys want to make sure you mention. And also, don't forget Lex and Matt's podcast. Lex and Matt's Excellent Adventure Podcast.
On every podcatcher that you subscribe to.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think the only thing I would say is just reemphasize that our official sponsor is Empirical Brewery. Mm-hmm. And check them out on Foster and Ravenswood.
And CH Distillery is also a sponsor.
CH Distillery is one of the sponsors as well.
And they're a sponsor here, so we're excited to be working with them.
Yeah.
Yay! Good night, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks,
and
Patty.
Waiting for the end of the White Sox game. Coming up after this, it's finally Friday, and our panel is back together again. We've got Eric L., Kendrick Gabowski, and Dave Lundy. And Elliot's just going to try to make sure his head doesn't explode. More in a moment on 720 WGN. I want to thank my finally Friday night panel for hanging out till it was suddenly Saturday. I know that was a long White Sox game, and actually Dave Lundy was at the game tonight.
I was indeed.
And did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I was there with my oldest and good friend of his, and we had a good time. I mean, for the first six innings, the White Sox were like, "Oh God, they're so awful, they're so awful," and then all of a sudden we're like, "Wait, what just happened? What? And suddenly it was 10-9.
The Tigers were more awful.
Yes, the Tigers suddenly showed themselves to be really, really, really bad.
It's a battle of awfulness.
It was.
Sorry, Ken. I know that you are a Detroit native.
Yeah, Ken was like wowing up. He was like, "Yeah, there go those Tigers. Oh, look out.
I'm excited about the Tigers. They stink."
I mean, now, they do. They stink.
Now, Ken, I had a listener that had a bone to pick with me because I had a guest in studio. She lives in Detroit. She had moved there from California, and she said she loves Detroit. She's never going to move. She's going to die there. And I said, really? And a listener took that as being a bit offensive toward folks from Detroit. It was only that I had never had a guest in studio say that they loved Detroit so much that they would live there till they died. And I was just marveling at that. And I mentioned that you yourself are a native who loves Detroit.
Yes, yeah. We missed you that night.
Yes.
Yeah. No, Detroit is definitely, it's actually astounding the changes that have taken place since the bankruptcy.
Yeah.
It's not Chicago, but it's never been Chicago. It's been its own wonderful place. And, you know, I've been lucky to be able to spend time in both cities, Chicago and Detroit.
I just am a Chicago girl through and through. And I always hope for the best. You know what? I'm at the point now where I hope for the best in everything, and I'm prepared to accept the worst. That's really where you have to be in life, don't you? You just have to go, okay, oh, that's happening. And, you know, Scott Stantis, who we were hoping would be here tonight, had done a cartoon about the progressive tax. I don't know how much you guys want to do mostly national. Do you want to do state, city? What are you thinking about tonight?
Well, there's so much that has exploded on the national level just in the last 3-4 hours.
What happened nationally?
On the Mueller investigation.
What could have possibly happened in the last 3 or 4 hours?
Things are still
I was at a White Sox game.
Yeah,
and,
no, things that the judge who sentenced Maria Butina.
Tell everybody who Maria Butina is.
Maria Butina is the Russian spy who was most notably infiltrated the NRA and got very close to people close to the NRA and involved in the leadership of the NRA,
and then
as well as
others.
And there's
a huge fight within the NRA right now.
Right. Which I think she stoked a little bit. But at her sentencing, the judge squarely put her activities in the Mueller Russian investigation of collusion and conspiracy. It's just on and on and on and on and on. But Scott's editorial was actually, you know, I support the fair tax, as you know, Patty, but I understand where Scott's coming from. I understand what he's saying. I mean, there are concerns, but you know, I just feel you have to trust a little bit.
Well, whenever people say that there need to be more cuts, you know, we're already underfunding a lot of our programs. And I think that, sadly, the tragic death of AJ from this week points to that. You know, the inefficiencies and the failings of DCFS. There were warning signals, not just in this case, but for years there have been. You know, there was a little boy who was beaten to death just in March on the South Side, and Steve Bertrand made a really good point about, like, why aren't we, you know, screaming about this little boy who was 2 years old who was beaten to death as well? And I don't know if it's because this boy was missing and the 911 call, and I don't know where you guys stand on airing that. You know, WGN, we were trying to figure out when the tape was released. Do you think there's any value to ever sharing a 911 call to make us all somehow detectives and listen to their voice and analyze what's happening in that moment?
I mean, if there's something relevant that happens in the 911 call. So, right. For example, if you know, if an operator is mishandled the call,
right.
Or if somebody was confessing, or if somebody had a tone of voice that didn't match the what they allegedly were in the middle of,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. But if it's just like for prurient interest, no.
That seems like it's for the investigators, though, too, not for us to go, oh, he doesn't sound scared.
Right.
You know, it just seems weird. Yes, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really sad story, and it's amazing how, you know, you see this outpouring now, and it's just a shame that there wasn't more outpouring before. You know, when
right.
people, neighbors saw things or hints of something awry, raise the flag, you know, say right. something.
And Pritzker has recommended that, I believe he's approved $75 million worth of funding for DCFS so they could hire 126 more caseworkers, because what the turnover is significant in DCFS. I mean, there comes a point, there's a burnout rate too. And this is not to forgive or to, you know, brush by the fact that this was dropped, that the ball was dropped, this poor little boy.
But this is one of the many, many areas where government has been hollowed out. And so when people reflexively say, cut spending, cut spending, cut spending.
We have. We did for DCFS.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And there are consequences when you cut spending like that. Okay, we cut spending on infrastructure. There are consequences. We all know how horrifically bad our roads are. There are consequences when you cut investment in higher education. We all know how high tuition has gotten and how many of our kids are going out of state and not coming back.
Right.
So, it's not just let's cut spending and then you're good. It's far more complicated than that and far more nuanced.
Right. And I think that this is an example. This was a division of our state, DCFS, was underfunded, and a lot of it had to do with the budget crisis. They started to have to cut spending there. And people always get mad about the government getting involved in our lives, but this happens, and why didn't someone do something? Because they're...
And it's not just a spend. I mean, to be fair, it's not just a spending problem.
It's a training thing.
And look,
I've
talked to him about this. I talked to him during the campaign, during the transition. I mean, he's heartbroken over what he sees. And so I know he's determined to try to fix that broken system.
Right.
But it's going to be a real problem, and it does also take investment.
So we were also talking to Representative Batnick, a Republican out of Plainfield, and he was saying that there are five things that the Democrats are trying to land before the end of session, which were, I believe it was gambling, expanded gambling, marijuana, recreational marijuana legalization, the fair tax, the capital bill, which is the infrastructure spending. And is there a fifth? There was one more, and I can't remember.
I'm not aware of a fifth.
I don't know about the fifth. But do you think that the governor's going to be able to do all that before end of session?
It's going to be do I think the fair tax is going to pass between now and the end of session? Yes. I think that in all likelihood, fair tax gaming pot. I have a mental block.
Not infrastructure?
I think infrastructure may take a little more time, but I could be wrong. It might be far better developed than any of us have seen.
It's a little more important than pot, don't you think?
Budget. The fifth is the budget.
Budget.
You have to pass
a
budget.
Pensions. Was it pensions?
No, it's budget. You have to pass a budget. So, and the thing is, all of those things have to be done in order for the budget to work.
Right.
So.
By the way, you're right, 312. The blame obviously lies with the parents. The thing is that there were people who could have helped, that could have intervened, and that is the role of DCFS. They were alerted when AJ was born because opiates were found in his. It was opiates.
Yeah.
Were found in his system at birth. So she was using, and that is flagged by hospitals, by doctors, by nurses when the blood results come back that way. And look, when Declan was born, I was flagged because my son was born with a medically fragile condition, and the state comes in and they want to make sure that he's going to thrive and that I'm okay. And a social worker came to my house. They come in, they make sure that I have everything I need, and that's just part of the investment we make in people to make sure that if they didn't, chances are that we could have been an even bigger burden on the community. And so that's part of the role of DCFS, is to make sure that kids are safe when they're in vulnerable situations. So I don't know, cut the waste and inefficiency, but it will never happen. It's a bloated and broken system. There will never be enough money. And I get that people get cynical. So what is so do we just throw our hands up and not do anything? I don't have that in me. I keep wanting better. Can't that be also a position?
Yeah,
and working toward it.
Yeah,
actively.
I find the it's just broken and that's all there is. It's just not acceptable.
No,
if you are in a position to do something about it, if you're an elected official, an appointed official, that is your responsibility to fix it.
Yes,
and so we must put the pressure on them to fix it.
Exactly.
And that's the governor's responsibility now. He's committed to fixing it. It's on him. He's got to figure out a way to do it. It's going to be really tough.
And that was a commitment we made here at WGN during the budget crisis was, hey, we're here. We're listening. We're telling folks the story. What are you doing to make this better? Let's take a break here, and then we're going to play What's That From? And I know Ken's got things he wants to talk about.
and we're going to do that all in 33 minutes.
We're totally going to do it.
That's 30. Very fast. 30.
That's why I'm talking so quickly. More in a moment on 720 WGN. It is time to play What's That From? We are going to take a classic movie, popular movie. Would you consider this to be a classic, Elliot? Is this a classic? I don't know. Roger, would you say... Oh, Roger's getting his script, I believe.
This is a classic.
It's a classic.
This is certainly a classic.
312-981-7200. When you know what classic movie we are making it impossible for you to ever watch the same way again, give us a call and you will win a prize. I'm going to give away a couple prizes. So if you're on hold and you hear someone else win, don't go anywhere because we do have prizes for everyone. I have at least four prizes I can give away right now. 312-981-7200. When you know what's that from. Take it away, Roger.
We start with an interior shot of a super duper secret high security detention center.
Here we go.
The mindless beast makes play. He's still a man. How desperate are you that you call upon such lost creatures to defend you?
How desperate am I? You threaten my world with war. You steal a force you can't hope to control. You talk about peace and you kill because it's fun. You have made me very desperate. You might not be glad you did that.
Oh, it burns you to come so close, to have the teaser act, to have power, unlimited power, and for what? A warm light for all mankind to share? And then to be reminded what real power is.
Well, you let me know if real power wants a magazine or something.
Rick walks off, leaving Larry in his glass cell. Larry looks back at the camera, smirking. Interior briefing room. Steve watches until the monitor goes black. I don't know who all these other people are, but one of them, who didn't even look, just listen, stands there torn apart. They just stand there in stunned silence. And finally...
He really grows on you, doesn't he?
Larry's going to drag this out. So, Rob, what's his play?
He has an army called the Chitauri. Not of Asgard or any world known. He means to lead them against your people. They will win him with the Earth. In return, I suspect, for the Tesseract.
An army? From outer space?
So he's building another portal? That's what he needs Eric Selvig for.
Selvig?
He's an astrophysicist.
He's a friend. Larry has him under some kind of spell, along with one of ours.
I want to know why Larry let us take him. He's not leading an army from here.
I don't think we should be focusing on Larry. That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. You could smell crazy on him.
Have care how you speak. Larry is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard, and he's my brother. He killed 80 people in 2 days! He's adopted.
Iridium. What do they need iridium for?
It's a stabilizing agent. Means the portal won't collapse on itself like it did at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Jesus, how many rolls do you have in this thing?
I just realized I made a mistake.
He can only count up to three. You know, what are you going to do?
Okay. Hey, no hard feelings, Point Break. You've got a mean swing. Also, it means that the portal can open wide and stay open as long as, you know, Larry wants. Now, raise the midmast, ship the topsails. Hey, that man is playing Galaga. Thought we would have noticed, but we did.
Covering his eye, looks around.
How does Rick do this? He turns. Come on.
It's the one-man show.
I'm up to six.
I realize just now what happened.
Tommy looks around the monitors and places a button-size hacking implant under Rick's desk without anyone noticing.
Oh, that sounds exhausting. The rest of the raw materials, Agent Burton can get his hands on pretty easily. Only major component he still needs is a power source. A high energy density, something to kickstart the cube.
When did you become an expert in thermonuclear astrophysics?
Hey, last night, you know, the packet, Selvig's notes, the extraction theory papers. Am I the only one who did the reading?
Does Larry need any particular kind of power source?
He's got to heat the cube to 120 million Kelvin just to break through the Coulomb barrier.
It's a lot of Kelvin.
Unless Selvig has figured out how to stabilize the quantum tunneling effect.
Well, if he could do that, he could achieve heavy ion fusion at any reactor in the plant.
Finally! Someone who speaks English!
Sort of.
Is that what just happened?
Yeah.
Tommy and David shake hands. A glimmer in their eyes shines as the mutual respect for each other shows.
It's good to meet you, Dr. Banyan. your work on anti-electron collisions is unparalleled, and I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous blue rage monster.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Banyan is only here to track the cube. I was hoping you might join him.
Let's start with that stick of his. It may be magical, but it works an awful lot like a Hydra weapon.
I don't know about that, but it is powered by the cube. And I'd like to know how Larry used it to turn two of the sharpest men I know into personal flying monkeys.
Monkeys? I do not understand.
I do. I understood that reference.
Tommy rolls his eyes while Roger looks proud of himself.
Sorry.
Isn't that yours?
Yeah, it's me. Hold on.
No.
I'm juggling a few
last
scripts
page.
Here.
Shall
yes.
we play,
Shall
Doctor?
It's not a... Shall we play, Doctor?
Let's play some.
And they walk out. The Galaga player turns over so discreetly, watches as everybody else disperses.
Roger's mailing it in now.
Goes back to
He's
playing.
Done. What in the world just happened? Man, oh man.
He
all right,
playing
Bill,
an electronic
Bill,
video game.
And by the way, Bernard, Greg, and Tom, stay on the line because I have prizes for you as well. Bill is the first one out of the gate. Bill, put us all out of our misery. What were we just reading?
That was the first Avengers movie.
That's right. Yay. Ding, 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 ding. You have won an app gift card. Pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. Bill, do you live in the Chicagoland area?
I am.
Excellent. So you can stop by and Glenview.
I appreciated the Chicago accents for some of those characters.
You need a little overbite air. Yu's going to find the Tesseract. All right. Thanks, Bill. Have you seen Endgame yet?
I have not.
Are you going to go see it?
Oh, eventually.
Eventually.
There's no great rush.
There you go. Well, enjoy your gift card from Apt and say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro when you stop by at the store.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Hang on, Bill. And I'll put you on hold there. Oh, how do I do that? Right there, button. Did I put him on hold? Why can't I do it, Ro? There we go. I got it. So many buttons. And for Bernard, I've got for Bernard from the 224, we have a pair of tickets for you to go see Next to Normal. So hold on to the line for that. And then Greg and Tom each get a weather station. Desktop weather, indoor weather stations brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. One of them didn't. They were like, I don't want the weather station. They wanted something else, but I'm all out of pizzas, everybody. I'm sorry. So Bernard has the tickets to Next to Normal, and Greg has an indoor weather station. They all got the correct answer, which was the Avengers, the first movie, and of course, Endgame Elliot has seen. I'm guessing that Kenji Kubowski has not seen a single one of the Marvel movies.
No, I just found out tonight there were 21 of them. 22. Yeah.
22?
Yeah. There's 22 of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I've been aware of the names, but I've never gone.
I think, you know what? Which one I think that you guys would all like? I think Ant-Man.
Winter Soldier.
Actually, Max is watching Ant-Man right now. Not right now. Now he should be sleeping. But I saw him last night. He started watching Ant-Man.
Has he seen it before or no? You should watch that one with him. It's really funny.
It is.
Paul Rudd's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's a really good one. All right.
Out of the 22, I've probably seen like two.
Okay. Which one did you see?
I think I saw Thor.
Thor? Oh, that's not a good play. I don't think Thor's a good one.
I saw him earlier
Ragnarok
this week.
You saw Thor earlier this week?
Pitched Thor, Noah Syndergaard for the New York Mets.
Okay.
He's not having a good season. But.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, I know we don't have time for a lot of the issues, and I know, Ken, you came in with some of the stuff that you've been watching on Twitter, and you know what? It's just such background noise until something else happens. And Biden obviously entered the race this week.
Who?
That was some of the big news. Ken, I'm sure you were excited by his.
That's the nominee. Unless he does something to screw it up, you know, Hillary won. This is what people don't understand. They assume the Democratic Party is this great liberal bat. It is not. 55% of the delegates were won by Hillary 2 years ago. Bernie had approximately 45%. That's the left wing, about 45% of the party. There's about 20 candidates going for 45% of the delegates. The rest is Joe Biden.
All right.
He's got the lane almost virtually to himself. So now that doesn't mean he's gonna win it. As someone who has worked for Joe, anything can happen with Joe Biden. So, but unless he steps on himself, he's going to be fine, and he should have a clear path to victory. I mean, all he really needs to do is not screw anything up and show very strongly in the Democratic debates, and he'll be fine.
In other words, somebody else is going to be the nominee.
Oh boy!
No. I'd be shocked.
So
I'd be shocked.
Negative.
I'm curious. It seems like there's a lot of coverage for Biden, Buttigieg, Beto. Why isn't? Do you think
there's
it is
not any more coverage for Beto?
Beto is disappearing.
At those first few days.
There was.
No, I'm saying that they each seem to have their steam. The only thing I've heard about Klobuchar is that she's angry and throws things and eats her salad with a comb. But I'm not hearing much about Kamala Harris and Klobuchar or Gillibrand.
They're struggling to separate themselves from the pack. Now, Elizabeth Warren, whom I've made fun of because of the Pocahontas stuff, and I struggle to take her seriously because of that, I have to say that the last couple of weeks have been very strong weeks for her.
For Elizabeth Warren?
She's growing on me.
But she's not getting coverage. She also is not getting that much coverage.
She's been getting quite a bit of coverage. Sure. I think she has. She's come out with several significant policy proposals. But this election is not about policy. And I think all the candidates running who are throwing policy after policy after policy out there trying to shake everything up don't get the fact that this election is about America's values. Who is going to restore better opportunity to restore America's values around the world?
That's
go ahead, Eric.
That's the best line of David Brooks' column from today. It's the last line is, some candidates will run promising transformational change. Biden offers restoration of the values that bind us as a collective country.
Oh, well, that's great. He's 100% correct. I mean, this is a value election. This is who can help make us shine again globally and then restore our faith in our flag here within the United States.
Dave.
I actually think this election, in terms of the primary, is about who can beat Donald Trump. I'm not convinced that it's Joe Biden. I know you are. I'm definitely not. Here's the thing. There will be probably, I don't know, 12, 15, 18 debates. We haven't had a single one yet.
I know.
It's still, I mean, this is a different kind of race because you've got 20 candidates, and by the time you're done, probably 22. There still are two more that are likely to get in the race. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, and I forget the other one.
Well, Ryan is officially in from Ohio.
Yeah, that's not.
But don't forget, you have to qualify for the debates, and right now only 7 candidates qualify for the debates.
Do you guys think that the debates will help? Will help the party,
the debates?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they should
define like who's the front runner as far as who's more capable of winning.
Yeah, I mean, we need to see these people in action. Right now, we haven't really seen that. We've seen them in town halls, and everybody's been the reason
scripted.
That Pete Buttigieg is. I don't know. I should know how to pronounce. I'm hosting a fundraiser for him. You think I'd know how to pronounce his last name?
Mayor Pete.
Oh,
the reason you think that Mayor Pete is standing out is because every time he's interviewed, he's impressing people. He answers questions really smartly. He sounds authentic, and people are like, "Wow, that guy's really got it going." But we haven't seen him in a debate stage either.
So he has a high likability factor. Now, to what you said, Ken, as far as you want someone that will beat Trump and bring back our values and make us shine around the world. The 312 responded, "We have never shined brighter than right now." Now that is completely debatable, and I would argue, let's say during World War II, I think that we were pretty well respected around the world. But we could talk about that. But Ken, I think that 312 reflects a lot of people who one think that the values that President Trump represents reflects their values, and I don't think that saying that. I mean, whose values, right? I mean, it's hard to say that American values are one thing or the other. Some people want freedom of their gun rights. They want freedom.
Some people
want to
sleep with porn stars and get away with it.
People who lie and cheat and steal. And
right.
I guess those they're happy with our
so
president.
Much.
But they distinguish. Personal behavior. To your point about sleeping with porn stars, they clearly have distinguished personal behavior and things that they think are worth putting aside or ignoring or even championing for what they want him to accomplish, which is the wall, which is getting rid of Obamacare. I mean, that's the to them, that's their values to a lot of Americans, and that's why they elected President Trump, and they are happy with the things that he is accomplishing.
Well, I will say that in terms of the election and in terms of where the Democratic Party currently is, I think they're wrong on immigration. And right. I think that the Democratic Party needs to come to grips with the immigration issue and fast. Otherwise, it's going to hurt them in an election against Trump.
By the way, the 708 is responding to the 312. Shines like a dumpster fire, maybe. So, I mean, and you know what I was thinking about one the other day? You know, I grew up in a neighborhood. I grew up in Norwood Park that has, you know, it's not the most racially diverse area. When I was growing up, there was 0.9% Latinos, which I don't know how my mom and I just make up 0.9%.
Were you the 0.9%?
We were amongst them. But my father was a Republican. My mother is a Democrat, and I knew a lot of people that, you know, had a lot of different ideas of what our government should do. And I have yet to see in the last few years anybody run for office who says, "Look, this is what I represent, and if I should win office, I intend to represent you as well." And I don't get that from this president. And I don't know if someone in the Democratic Party, you know, if they say if they're a Democrat that I will represent all people, because I felt as though. You know, I'm feeling as though we're getting so contemptuous. There's so much contempt for the other side that's what I want from a leader. I want a leader that says, even if we disagree, I'm going to represent all of you. I'm not going to, you know, pick these fights arbitrarily. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, and that is the opposite of what you've had. I mean, you have a right. guy in Donald Trump who ran to mobilize his base, and probably the first president in my lifetime who never tried to go beyond his base. Literally never reached out to the other side, not in his inaugural address, not since then. It was just all about the, you know, it's that song. It was all about the base.
I mean, even when Hillary was running, when she said that, you know, the people in rural areas, they cling to their guns and Bibles. I mean, that's divisive.
That was Obama.
Was that Obama? That was Obama. That's divisive. Yeah. Calling people deplorables, that's divisive.
That was Hillary.
That was Hillary.
Exactly. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that the Democrats do it too, you know. Maybe
sure,
not
but,
the
but,
level.
But Obama did that in a private thing where he didn't know he was being taped. I mean,
right.
Yes, they caught him, that's fine, but he didn't do it when he was on camera in front of the American people. He did everything he could to try to be a uniter. It's just that, you know, he was black and people didn't like that.
Yeah, but wasn't every... I mean, come on, the economy's doing great. We have, 3.2 GDP?
How's that deficit doing? More after this on 720 WGN. It's not good, that's all I'm saying.
This is the Patty Vasquez
my
Show.
My something good is that a lot of texts coming in. People wanted to engage in conversation, but my apologies that we won't be able to get to all the texts because it's time for something good. Elliot, Dave, I didn't even introduce everybody. Eric Elk joined us tonight. Ken Jakubowski, Dave Lundy, our regular Friday night panel. It's now suddenly Saturday. Dave, would you like to go first with your something good? I don't want to put you in the spot.
The weather today was great. Let's not talk about tomorrow.
Okay. Technically today, but that's fine. Hey, Ken, tell me something good.
I'm just going to go back to what I said last week. I'm going to ask everyone to please read the Mueller report. Be a good citizen. Read the report.
That's something good?
It's 400 pages.
Take a few weeks and read 10 pages a day. Read the Mueller report. Be a good citizen. Prepare for the hearing so you understand what's going on in full context.
Did you guys get my list of cocktails that go with the Mueller report? I sent you guys that last week.
Intravenously, yes. I'm sure.
Yeah.
3 to 5 inches.
I'm sorry.
That's the size of the Mueller report and the amount of snow we're supposed to get in Chicago tomorrow.
So see, there's nothing else to do. You could spend the day reading the Mueller report.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow's opening day for my kids' sports, for soccer and baseball.
Not anymore.
And the weather is just, it's like it's a month ago. It's just not, you know, I'm sorry. I don't feel like something good.
We got another minute.
What?
Sorry, she told me to throw the news. I got a minute, don't I? She doesn't want to be late. She's like, let's get out of here. I got to get my other two something goods. Eric, tell me something good.
Game of Thrones is back on.
Ugh.
pretty excited about
we
that.
We don't ick other people something good.
Sorry,
so you
sorry.
Do not yuck his
did I
yum.
Say that out, did I say that out loud?
That is not acceptable. I'm turning your microphone off. You are done for the night. Elliot Serrano, tell me something good.
Am I something good is the same something good that people all over America and all over the world are going to be enjoying over this weekend and in the weeks to come. Avengers Endgame. Go see it. This is going to be a $3 billion box office winner, folks.
And then go home and read the Mueller report.
Oh my God! Enough with the Mueller.